temperature is now 2 degrees below zero. Tonight's forecast is cold, with a good chance of bad weather tomorrow. Due to enemy shelling, we will observe blackout conditions effective immediately. Blackout conditions, please.
Sorry, ma'am. And, thank you. Oh. Hawk, it's that time. Hawkeye?
He's dead and drafted.
You're on duty. It's no 100 hours. Midnight.
I'll give you $10 for 10 more minutes.
Please?
Five for five?
Come on.
Would you take a dollar to smother me with my pillow?
Come on, they're waiting.
The price of fame.
Rats!
What'd you bump into?
Just what I said. Rats. If they get any bigger, we can hold a rodeo.
It's colder.
I keep begging the janitor for more heat. Keep your eye on a kid named Edwards. I took a junkyard out of his belly.
Edwards, right. Aren't you gonna have it?
Nah. One golf ball and I'm up all night. He's already had 10 units.
Edwards?
Yeah.
It's lots of blood.
He was lots of hurt.
You want to go over there in the first class and tuck him in?
Yes, sir.
You know, after this war is over, you're going to make somebody a fine mother.
Oh, cut it out once.
Well, Klinger, how goes the crazy business?
You think MacArthur reads his mail?
Probably at night after he takes off his makeup.
I sent him a picture of me in a garter belt. He sent back one of him smoking a pipe.
I think he got the best of it.
Oh, Captain Pierce, Private Jenkins. Just got in this morning.
Sir?
Well, you brought the good weather with you. Warmest July in years. Partner Sock.
Captain here is one of the good guys.
My white hat's out being cleaned and blocked. That's my midnight snack.
1943. These beans are from World War II.
Right, they're has-beens.
Can't get rich around here. First time on night sentry duty.
No problem. If there's anything out there, it'll freeze before it can make trouble.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen. Everybody's scared.
Honest?
Are you kidding? Winner of the purple chicken with yellow belly clusters.
It's me, ma'am.
Are you crazy?
It's my job. It's midnight. You're on duty.
How long have you been standing there, looking at me?
Not long, really. Just a little long, honest.
Get out of here, you little creep pervert, you. Get out! You're not the first one in this man's army to drool over me with your hot little non-com breath.
I didn't. I never breathed around you.
Get out of my underwear!
I'm trying to, sir. Ma'am!
Go!
Help!
Frank?
Oh, sure. Do you know what time it is?
The big hand's on 2 and the little hand's on 12.
You're 10 minutes late, Captain.
I don't like overtures anyway.
I should have been relieved at midnight.
So put in for overtime.
Really gripes my cookies.
Frank, would you like to see me start a fire by rubbing your ears together?
Oh, good evening, Major.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's perfectly all right.
I had to bring a note from home.
Let's go.
Edwards.
Oh, this is BJ's kid.
He's been quiet, resting comfortably, no trouble.
85 over 50.
It's pretty low, Frank. If your pressure was 85 over 50, you'd be no trouble either.
Well, maybe he's no trouble now, but he's already used up 10 units of blood.
Saving it to paint the mess tent, Frank? Take his pressure and pulse every 10 minutes and have some more units of whole blood ready. Who's this?
Abbott.
What are you staring at? Just get away from me, all right? Get away.
One of your nervous Nellies.
What's he got to be nervous about, Frank? Just because he's a million miles from home with more tubes in him than a radio?
He's here to do a job like the rest of us.
Stay away from me.
Hey. You can't thrash around like that, pal.
I don't want him touching me.
You don't have any choice. He's a doctor.
So shut your yap.
You can tell he's a doctor by his bedside manner. Let's have a calm night, huh? We can both use it.
He's, Chinese.
You don't have to whisper, Frank. He knows he's Chinese.
Oh, they're crafty devils.
Well, this one's probably not one of their crafties. He's got 13 broken bones.
I don't trust him.
I bet he understands every word we say.
Well, I certainly wouldn't trust anybody who understands us.
Would you feel safer if I put a guard on him, Major?
Oh, come on, Frank. This poor bugger couldn't break the 4-hour mile.
I'll be all right.
Well, Major, Captain, I'll leave you two to carry on.
Darling, and I'm dying to keep you warm, too.
Well, why did you tear it up?
Well, I tear up all your notes. You got some real doozies in there.
As well as my feelings.
Oh, sure, and those, too.
I've saved everything you've ever written me.
No kidding? Everything?
Every scrap.
Margaret, do you think that's such a good idea?
What?
Well, there's a war on.
I know, Frank. I can hear it.
Well, I don't like to say this, but, you could get killed, you know, Margaret. Somebody makes up the statistics. Now, I don't wish you any bad luck, but if you should, and someone got to your things before I did, I...
Frank! You could get killed, too.
Now, that's cruel.
Get your arms.
Stop! Make him stop. Please. Make him stop.
That's what the war needed, extra innings.
Make him stop.
Radar. Oh, 386. Six. Like a 9 sitting down.
I want you to make a call.
I'm trying to get the shelling stopped. It's outgoing.
It's our stuff.
Well, we can't let them have all the fun. Radar 386. Yeah, listen, this is Mass 477. Can you cut the heavy overhead stuff? We're a hospital here. We got patients.
What?
He's got a suggestion, but I think it's physically impossible.
Who is this?
Lieutenant Gage.
Lieutenant Gage. Captain Pierce here. Listen, those shells of yours are bouncing our guys right out of their beds. Give us a break, huh? We're on the same team. Uh-huh.
What'd he say?
You're right, Radar. He's got a lot to learn about anatomy. Hey, Colonel Potter over here in the building.
At this hour, I can't do that.
How'd you like a mouse in your milk?
On the double.
Halt! Ah! Who goes there?
It's me.
Halt or I'll shoot.
I can't get more halted. Take it easy.
What's going on?
This bonehead was gonna shoot me.
Did you get the password?
He didn't ask. You dumb kid.
Sorry, Margaret.
Don't let one mistake rattle you. You'll get the hang of it. You just watch me.
Oh! Who goes there?
It's me, Major Burns.
What's the password?
Caribbean.
I thought it was Caribbean.
It's the same thing, you simp.
Advance to be recognized, sir.
Blow it out your nose.
See? Artillery, sir.
Artillery? It's ours.
Colonel, it's disturbing the patients. Captain Pierce has to tell you he requests you do something.
And?
That's it, sir.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
Would you like your helmet, sir?
We'll stop at the latrine.
He's still down. He's not doing very well at all.
Let's give him two more units.
Yes, Doctor.
Major, this is Colonel Potter. Bird Colonel Sherman Potter. Do you read me, Major? Good. Now can it or move it. Got that, Major? Good.
Oh. My gun went off. I don't know how. He's not going to die, is he? It's my first day.
It's all right.
Of course he's not going to die.
The pain.
It's
the pain.
It's okay.
Hey, kid. Kid, I forgive you, kid.
I didn't mean it, honest.
Slinger, it's nothing. It's just a scratch.
Here it goes. My whole life is passing in front of me. Ma, Pa.
Have we got the right shoulder?
Goodbye.
Slinger.
So long, Harry. Frida. Paul. Oh, I'm coming, Uncle Jake.
Slinger, you're all right.
Is the gun loaded?
The lights are fading. I'm too young. No, no.
Could you at least bleed?
What is the matter with you?
He's molting.
How can I thank you for pulling me through, Doc?
I can't remember a tougher case. Unless it was removing a kitten from my house sliver.
I can't describe the agony.
Uh-huh.
Shooting pains all down my arm. My head is on fire. I have no sense of touch. I think I got what Betty Davis had, Mrs. Skeffington.
Don't move. I'll get Claude Rains. George Brent's not available.
Thanks for trying to cheer up my morale, sir.
Klinger, it's us. You don't have to perform for me.
I will never surrender. This is my ticket. Now they gotta send me home. I've done my bit. I've been shacking up with rats, eating swill on a shingle, and now my arm is half blown off.
Klinger, it's just a scratch.
How do you know? What about tetanus? It could have been of a rusty bullet.
I'll give you a shot.
No, no shots. I'm allergic. I blow up like a balloon.
I'll give you an anti-balloon shot. Lie down and rest.
I'd rather do it in my own bed.
All right, go back to your tent.
My bed in Toledo.
Klinger, if it was up to me, I'd stick a $1,000 stamp on your nose and put you in the next mailbag. Your trouble is there's nothing wrong with you. Now, if you could manage to get really hurt over here or get yourself killed, you'd be in great shape.
I ain't got that kind of luck.
Stay here where it's warm. Why can't they ever have a war in Florida?
Radar!
You're still there, sir!
We'll see you just a second!
It's the colonel! Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Don't you want to know the password?
I already know it, sir.
You're trembling, son. You scared?
Oh, no, sir. Just cold, sir.
If you had any brains, you'd be scared.
Colonel Claiborne? Colonel Potter here. One moment for the colonel, Colonel.
Colonel Potter here. No, not the PX Colonel Potter. Yes, I know him. Just retired. Shipped to Temple Home to open as a drive-in. I run a MASH outfit, 4077. Those big guns of yours are really rattling our bedpans. I got some pretty sick boys in my hospital. It's not doing them much good either. Well, thank you, Colonel Claiborne. That's very good of you. Potter, P-O-T-T-E-R. Jackass.
Don't touch me. Come on, I told you, I'm not kidding. Don't touch me.
You don't give the orders here.
I hate your guts.
My guts are not here for you to love.
Funfair keeping you awake?
He is. What's the story?
He makes Dracula look like a teetotaler.
How much more are you giving him?
3 units. Are you sure you closed everything?
I'm open for 4 hours. I may be slow, but I'm thorough.
Maybe you just missed something.
Impossible. I did everything but crawl inside him.
Well, I can't think of what it is, except maybe internal bleeding.
I plugged every hole.
And he sprung a new leak.
He had 18 holes in his colon. I got them all.
You sure?
18 holes. Exactly. I thought, what a place for a miniature golf course.
Clinger! Corporal Clinger, get in here! Get in here immediately! Get in here! Do you hear me? Corporal Clinger, you are crazy! You'll catch pneumonia!
I want pneumonia! Double pneumonia! Die, scarlet fever! The palsy, halsey, the plague, anything!
He got shot by accident. Terminal grade.
He's bent there for real casualties.
I'd say Klinger's sanity is certainly a casualty.
Oh, shit.
Congratulations, you may really be sick.
If you get me well, I'll kill you.
Shut up! You shut up!
You both shut up!
Welcome to One Man's Family.
One moment. Your call to General Morrison, sir. One moment, sir.
Nate? Sherm. Sherman Potter. Fine, fine. How's Violet? Oh, swell. Who? Oh, he's a very good man. I'm sure he can help get the swelling down. You could use one of her legs for an umbrella stand. Nate? You gotta move those guns of yours. They're putting me out of business. Well, can't you send them down the road? Thanks a million, Nate. I knew you'd come through. Send my love to Vi. I'll say a prayer for her legs. What? Still, huh? Try hotter water. In your helmet. Sit and soak in your helmet for a few days. That's just a little. Thanks again, Nate. Yeah, goodbye. Always go to the top, Radar.
You're closer to it than me, sir.
That's the last unit of B-positive doctors.
Never be enough.
No.
I have to open him up again.
Right.
I'll start cross-matching volunteers in the mess tent.
Weight those volunteers gently, Margaret. A simple rap on the soles.
Delightful waking people at 2 a.m. to milk them for a pint.
SOP, my dear Watson.
Hold it, Doc. Don't wake anybody.
Not now, Klinger.
I'm B positive.
Klinger, how would you like a medal?
Only for desertion.
And go.
He gets stuck in his helmet.
Frank, come up!
Good luck.
Get up!
You okay?
Get off me, will you?
Come on.
I'll kill you!
You're gonna kill yourself when you pull out those tubes.
I'll get up when I do it.
Jump! Watch your hands!
Help me.
I don't have to put up with any fresh stuff!
Oh, come on, he's not going to commit suicide and make a pass at the same time.
I don't have to take any of that fresh stuff.
Margaret, get a sedative, will you? A glass of warm milk, anything. Get, come on, will you stop? Stop. Oh, don't bite me. Don't, you, Margaret, he's biting me. Oh, wait a minute. Get the right rum. Ow. Good shooting, Margaret.
Thank you, Doctor.
I won't say a word to anybody about being in bed together. Check this, too. You hear that?
I don't hear anything.
You know what that anything is? Silence. The shelling stopped. It's all over.
Thank God.
You hungry?
'43. Very good year for beans.
That was good work, Doctor.
I think the kid's out of the woods now.
Listen, let me operate on a guy 3 or 4 times. I'm finally going to get it right.
Like us to see you home, Margaret?
You don't have to.
What if someone knocks you down and takes advantage?
Let's get inside before we do.
Guess you didn't come home last night.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Forgot a pencil? Well, I came in and I was going to leave you a note, and I didn't have any pencil.
Note?
So I looked in your nightstand. You didn't have a pencil. I found some pencil.